President Trump opened a visit to India with a huge rally today in Ahmedabad. That's the largest city in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home state of Gujarat. More than 100,000 people packed into the world's largest cricket stadium to see him. NPR's Lauren Freyer joins us now from Ahmedabad. And Lauren, from our vantage point here, this looked like quite the spectacle. What did you see?
Right. So you mentioned 100,000 people, more than 100,000 people cheering. The crowd was carefully vetted, though. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Trump have both faced protesters in their respective countries. There were no dissenters at this rally. The crowd was absolutely cheering both leaders. They're both right-wing populists who have played to nationalism and majoritarianism in their own countries. And you could hear hints of Trump's America First slogan when he addressed the crowd here. He suggested that Prime Minister Modi shares some of his outlook.
Both of us understand that when leaders put the interests of their own citizens first, we can forge strong and fair partnerships to build a safer and more prosperous world.
So Trump talked about working with India to fight Islamist terrorism. He also talked about growing commerce with India. And the U.S. increasingly looks to India as a buffer to China's rising power in the Indo-Pacific. So India is becoming more important for the U.S.
You mentioned that both men have this populist and nationalist streak, but I want to ask you more about that because Modi has a pretty deep history where this event was today. He was the chief minister in Gujarat for more than a decade. Business was great. The economy was great while he was in charge there, but he was also blamed for a surge in anti-Muslim violence. Still an issue in his administration years later across India, really. Do you expect President Trump to bring that up at all during this trip?
He made some comments today saying the U.S. appreciates the diversity of India. That could be a veiled reference to protect the diversity of India. Modi is a Hindu nationalist. He believes that India should be a Hindu nation with special rights for its Hindu majority. You spoke about Modi being the chief minister in Gujarat during a bloody period of history. That was the 2002 Gujarat riots, maybe the bloodiest chapter of recent Hindu-Muslim relations in India. What happened was in 2002, a train carrying Hindu pilgrims was set on fire in Gujarat in an area with a large Muslim population. 59 Hindus were killed, and then anti-Muslim riots erupted, and more than 1,000 people, mostly Muslims, were killed. And he was accused of, at the very least, failing to halt the violence, but possibly even inciting it. He toured the state afterward, giving fiery speeches using derogatory language about Muslims. Modi always denies any wrongdoing. But allegations persisted, and in fact, the U.S. refused to grant him a visa for years.
From a policy perspective, what's next on this trip? Because it does not look like there will be any progress made on a trade deal that had been on the table.
Right. So Trump has played down the idea of a trade deal coming through in time for his visit. The two countries have slapped tariffs on one another's imports over the past 2 years. Trump has said India treats the U.S. unfairly when it comes to trade. But, you know, he says he likes Modi and maybe the power of that friendship could lead to some breakthroughs.
That's NPR's Lauren Freyer in India. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.